What if the biggest battle you're fighting isn't out there in politics, but it's in here? It's in your own heart. Romans says it's time to wake up, tear off the deeds of darkness, and put on the armor of light. This devotional will confront the lies our culture tells about sin, government, and grace, and call you back to truth that's in Jesus Christ alone. If you're tired of compromise and ready to walk in the light, even in the public square, then this is for you. Let's dive in. Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. That is fpiw.org or fpiwaction.org. Hey, we are in our series called Loving Your Neighbor as Yourself. So I hope you are enjoying this series. It is going through a lot of different things. If you think about Romans 13, talks about government, and then it talks about loving our neighbor. Why would God put those two things together? Because when government is handled correctly and we steward the public square well, we end up loving our neighbor. So this is why we do policy. This is why we do what we do at Family Policy Institute of Washington, because we know that when we stand for family values that are according to a biblical worldview, we are loving our neighbor. So that is why we do what we want, what we do here. So if you're enjoying this series, I want to encourage you to subscribe, like, share, and comment. And if you're in that Washington Defender app, place this inside of your huddle. Also, if you're a financial partner of FPIW or FPIW Action, thank you so very much for your generosity. It really does help us accomplish our goal to change the heart so that we change the public square. We are building up our monthly donors, whatever amount that might be, so that we have a strong foundation at FPIW and FPIW Action. And so thank you so much. We're seeing some increase on that, and we want to just keep growing that so we can bring the Word of God into every nook, cranny of Washington State. So let's dive into the Word of God today. We are in Romans chapter 13, verse 8. Owe nothing to anyone except to love one another, for he who loves his neighbor has fulfilled the law. For this, you shall not commit adultery, you should not commit murder, you shall not steal, you shall not covet. And if there is any other commandment, it is summed up in this saying, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no wrong to a neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfillment of the law. Do this knowing that the time that is, it is already the hour for you to awaken from sleep. For now salvation is nearer to us than when we first believe. The night is almost gone and the day is near. Here's what we're focusing on. Therefore, let us lay aside the deeds of the darkness, or let us cast away the deeds of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us behave properly as in the day, not in carousing and drunkenness, not in sexual promiscuity and sensuality, not in strife and jealousy, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh in regards to its lust. So I titled this Casting Off Works of Darkness. Our big idea for today is you actively throw off dark practices, deliberately dress in God's light. That is even in the government realm, the political realm, that is in everything. We actively throw off practices of darkness and we deliberately dress ourselves in God's light. In other words, if we're a politician, we need to be honest, transparent. We need to be forthcoming. That we don't use power, control, and fear like the world uses power, control, and fear. That we walk in the light as he is in the light. And we understand this. So here's our question. What clothing of darkness do you keep putting back on? So when you get up in the morning, what do you keep clothing yourself in? What do you keep putting on that God's already asked you to take off? Maybe you've laid it down at the altar and you put it there and you say, Lord, help me to never do this again. But the reality is you keep putting it back on. And so we want to ask ourselves this. And so we're going to go to Ephesians 4:22. And we'll start in the 17th, Ephesians chapter 4, starting the verse 17. It says, so this I say and affirm together with the Lord that you walk no longer just as the Gentiles also walk, in the futility of your mind. So we are not to be believers in Jesus Christ who walk in the futility of our mind. Gentiles, they had futile, what do you want to think? Thoughts, futile expressions, futile actions. And we're not to walk in that futility of our mind. We're not supposed to speculate on the things that God has clearly articulated. Being darkened in their understanding, excluded from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them, because of the hardness of their heart. So we don't want to be ignorant. We don't want to have a hard heart. We want to be people who walk after the things of God. And they, having become callous, have given themselves over to sensuality for the practices of every kind of impurity with greediness. But you did not learn Christ in this way. And I'm talking to that person out there. Maybe you've gone woke in your walk with Christ. And I want you to hear this loud and clear. You did not learn Christ in that way. Your Sunday school lessons, the places that you went as a child, and you learned about walking in integrity and walking in the things of God and the foundations of God's word, those are the things we need to get back to. And not excusing or denying or somehow saying it doesn't apply. We've progressed beyond those things. If indeed you have heard him and have been taught in him, just as truth is in Jesus. So that in reference to your former manner of life, that you lay aside the old self. This is casting off those deeds of darkness. Lay aside those self, which is being corrupted in accordance with the lust of deceit. That old man, that old woman that is standing there inside of you, we got to throw that off. We got to cast that away. It's being corrupted in accordance with the lust of the deceit, and that you be renewed in the spirit of your mind. How do we renew our mind? Through the word of God. We renew our mind each and every day by getting into God's word. And that's why we come together each and every day on this podcast, and we listen and we grow and we understand the very things of God and put on the new self. Do what? Put on the new self, which is in the likeness of God, has been created in righteousness and holiness of the truth. Did you see that? The word truth came up twice. Having been taught in him just as truth is in Jesus. Some of us got this mamby-pamsy kind of view of Jesus. Like, he's barely making it through life. He was this cuddly little guy that smelled, you know, like, I don't know, lotions and potions and everything else. No, he is Jesus, the Son of God, is the risen Savior, and he is 110% truth. And it says that we are created in righteousness. You have been created for the right things of God and holiness of the truth. You've been called to walk in the Holy Spirit and in holiness of the truth. Therefore, lay aside falsehood, speak truth, each one of us to his neighbor. Remember, I've been emphasizing this. I've been telling you about this, that we need to be people who stop lying and saying God is a God who's going to coddle our sin and he's just going to look favorably on our sin because we're Americans or we're special or we're this or we've progressed past the wrath of God. No. Speak truth, each one of us, with your neighbor, for we are members of one another. So the reason why we speak truth is not because we hate them. It's because we love them. The wrath of God is going to fall on the face of this earth very soon. Jesus is coming back for his bride, and we need to be ready, and we need to speak truth to our neighbor. Be angry, and yet do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger, and do not give the devil an opportunity. Church, we need to be careful that we're not giving the devil an opportunity to work in our hearts and our minds. The day of judgment is coming, and we need to be ready. He who steals must steal no longer, but rather he must labor. So we stop stealing from each other, whether that is government taking wealth and redistributing it, that's a form of stealing. Whether that's me taking something from my neighbor, that's a form of stealing. We're supposed to work for our stuff, performing with our own hands what is good, so that he will have something to share with one who has need. Benevolence is supposed to be a free expression. Lay aside the deeds of darkness. You are not entitled to anything. You are not owed anything by God. God doesn't have to perform on your behalf. He's not your genie. He's not your three wishes. He's not any of that. He is Almighty God, your provider. Get out there and get to work. That's the type of people we need to be, so that he will have something to share with others. Let no unwholesome word proceed from your mouth, but only such a word as is good for the edification or building up according to the need of the moment, so that it will give grace to those who hear. Now, I want to remind you, when we speak of God's grace, a lie is not God's grace. In other words, God doesn't tell a lie and say that's grace. Truth at the center of grace It is so important that we understand this. Truth is at the center of grace. In other words, we can be gracious and recognize that we're all sinners saved by God's grace, but we also have to say sin is sin if we're going to speak truth to our neighbor. Do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. You have been sealed with the Holy Spirit to the day of God's redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away from you, along with all malice. Be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving each other, just as God in Christ also has forgiven you. Wow. So this all started because in Romans, it says that we are going to what? Therefore, let us lay aside the deeds of darkness and put on the armor of light. Heavenly Father, we do pray that as we go into the public square today, that you will put on that we will put on the armor of light. We'll lay aside our old self and walk into that public square with our new self. God, that we would not operate out of fear, out of anger, out of resentment, out of anything else, but out of people who have been saved by God's grace, cleansed by God's blood, that we would be walking in the power of the Holy Spirit today. Move on us in such a way that we see the lost, the hurting, the down, and the outcast around us. Change us and transform us from the inside out. God, we thank you for your goodness, your mercy, and your grace. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen. Now go out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that Champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.